Organizational meeting, the regular city council meeting, Monday, November the 2nd, 2020. Invocation by Pastor Fred. Where you at, Pastor Fred? Followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's bow our hearts, heads in a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this night, and thank you for this community and the blessings and the good things that we enjoy. We thank you for our leadership, our mayor and city council. We pray you continue to bless them and give them insights and wisdom. May they be unified in their decisions, and may this community continue to prosper. We just want to say thank you for how you've been with us this complicated year of COVID and hurricanes. And God, you have blessed Orange Beach, and you have helped us to help one another. And friends and families have come together, and we come out of this season stronger. We pray your continual touch upon those that are affected by COVID. We're praying that this thing die off and be gone. We're just asking that we get beyond this season. But thank you how you have walked with us and how you've given us leaders to lead us through this season of this time. Lord, I thank you for all the city workers. In particular, thank you for our fire and our police departments, all they do to serve and protect. We pray good for them. We pray for America, and we ask for wisdom in the elections that will take place. We know that righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any man. We pray that men and women will be elected who will stand for righteousness, make right and righteous decisions. We commit this evening to you and all the business that is as at hand. We're always careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we ever get a... Got some folks coming in, so we'll give them a minute to settle down in the back.
Hello.
You want a chair? Okay. Okay, we're going to move straight to the administration of the oaths to our council and myself. And before we start, again, it's an honor and a privilege to have four more years with you guys. Y'all know how I think, what I think of you, how much I appreciate what y'all have done for the city and helping me with what I do. So I appreciate the community standing behind us. Appreciate all y'all being here tonight, police and fire, their special night. Every time I do this, it just never gets old. It's something special. And again, it goes to the heart of the community. So thank y'all. But who do you want me to turn this over to? Renee, you want Ken? You know what you're doing, Judge?
He's done it a few times.
I just want to go last because I can never get the oath right. So I got to hear it a few times. Yeah.
Judge has got to leave as soon as it's open.
because he's got, as soon as it's over, I'm sorry, to go to Robertsdale and do the same for the good folks up there. So,
Mayor, you ready?
No, I'm going last.
Okay. Annette, you ready? State your name.
I, Annette Mitchell.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And the state of Alabama.
And the state of Alabama.
And the charter and ordinances.
And the charter and ordinances.
Of the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
Of the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
So long as I continue.
So long as I continue.
A citizen thereof.
A citizen thereof.
And that I will faithfully and honestly.
And that I will faithfully and honestly.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office.
Of the office.
Upon which
upon
I am about
which
to enter.
I am about to enter.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
State your name.
I, Joni Blaylock.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
The state of Alabama.
The state of Alabama.
And the charter and ordinances.
And the charter and ordinances.
Of the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
Of the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
So long as I continue.
So long as I continue.
A citizen thereof.
A citizen thereof.
And I will faithfully and honestly.
And I will faithfully and honestly.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office.
Of the office.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Hand, your left hand on the Bible. Repeat after me. I, and state your name.
I, Jerry Johnson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
I will support and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
The state of Alabama.
The state of Alabama.
And the charter and ordinances.
The charter and ordinances.
Of the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
Of the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
So long as I continue.
So long as I continue.
A citizen thereof.
A citizen thereof.
And that I will faithfully and honestly.
I will faithfully and honestly.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office.
Of the office.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Upon which the office I'm about to enter.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Repeat after me.
Knew it.
I, and state your name.
I, Jeff Silvers.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
The state of Alabama.
The state of Alabama.
And the charter and ordinances.
And the charter and ordinances.
Of the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
Of the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
So long as I continue.
So long as I continue.
A citizen thereof.
A citizen thereof.
And that I will faithfully and honestly.
That I will faithfully and honestly.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which of the office.
Upon which I'm the office.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
For which I'm about to enter.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Sorry about that, sir.
It's okay. I followed your lead.
You did. Jeff.
I feel much better now.
Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Jeff Boyd.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, the state of Alabama, the ordinances and charters of the city of Orange Beach.
So long as I continue.
So long as I continue.
A citizen thereof.
A citizen thereof.
And I will faithfully and honestly.
I will faithfully and honestly.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office.
Of the office.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you, sir.
I ain't confused you, Mayor. So.
I know about heart. I know about heart name.
Don't you have some family? Yeah.
Good. Yeah, they okay. Are. You got to hold it.
Yeah, you hold it. Left hand. Raise right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name.
Tony Kennan.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
I will support and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
Constitution and laws
of the United States of America.
United States of America.
The state of Alabama.
State of Alabama.
And the charter and ordinances.
The charter and ordinances
of the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
The city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
So long as I continue.
So long as I continue.
A citizen thereof.
A citizen thereof.
And that I will faithfully and honestly.
I will faithfully and honestly.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office.
Of the office.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you, Judge. Okay, entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry, the roll call. New roll call.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering the previous minutes of our regular council meeting and committee of the whole of 10-6-2020, there are no objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? If there are no corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by council?
Mayor, I will make one quick one. Wednesday afternoon at around 4 o'clock, the Blue Angels will be doing a flyby on the beach all the way down to Fort Morgan and back up. They will dip down low around JKA, Jack Edwards Airport, and then on back to Pensacola. The significance about Wednesday is they'll be retiring the old fleet of their F-35s, I think, and they'll be bringing the new fleet. And they'll also have a new C-130. So it'll be kind of a neat thing to see. So, you know, somewhere get where you can see either on the beach and watch them or because they'll fly probably somewhere between 500 and 1,000 feet. Take time to go out there and see the Blue Angels. They are our Blue Angels. Pensacola claims them, but we claim them also.
And that's 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
Thank you, Jerry.
Anyone else? Any other announcements? Okay. Motion, auditing accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Okay, I'm going to just amendment. This moment, I'm going to turn it over to Jeff Boyd. You ready?
Good evening, everyone. I thank you all for being here tonight on this special occasion. Chandler Rayburn, I'd like you to step up for a second. And Chief Kimmerling, would you mind coming up with him as well, please? Come on up here, Chandler. For everyone in the audience, Chandler Rayburn is a neighbor of ours. He lives on Jubilee Point. And you may have heard a story right after the hurricane, Hurricane Sally, was on a Tuesday night. And on Wednesday night, at about midnight somewhere, Chandler woke up to go to the restroom. And when he did, his window was open, and he saw orange flames and went and woke his parents up, got them outside, and went next door to the neighbor's house. The neighbors are Clint and Sue Saunders, who are sitting at the table here. They were sound asleep and dead asleep, and they banged and they banged and they banged. And needless to say, guys, they were in water, chest deep and waist deep getting to it. Had Chandler not woke his parents up, he would have never gotten the Saunders out of the house. The second part of that story is as they got the Saunders out of the house and the firemen were coming over that pine tree you saw, swimming hoses down Jubilee Point to get there, the Rayburns, Melissa and Jack and Chandler, had to stand and watch the fire jump from the one house to their house, and both houses burned to the ground. And tonight, we're here as a special occasion because Chandler is a true hero. He's a true hero in our neighborhood, in our hearts, and we're proud of you. And the Saunders may not be here had you not woke up that night and had not done the heroic act that you did. And I have a presentation for you. Mark, do you know where you put it? Thank you. We have a special medallion from the city of Orange Beach. We have a proclamation from the city of Orange Beach as a hero and thanking you for what you've done. And before I leave, I want Chief Kimmerling to come up. And one thing I want to say, too, you really don't know what kind of town you live in, and you just can't feel it until something like this happens. I had to kayak to the storm or to the fire from where I was because couldn't get there. So I went down the canal, and when I got there, the fire guys were there, and I remember Hartley being there, and he just hugged me, and tears just rolling down my face watching my neighbor's house burning. And all those fire guys with the love, they swam those hoses to this fire to save the third house. Had they not swam the hoses, we'd have lost the third one, and possibly would have gone through the neighborhood. So, Chief, I just can't recognize and commend enough your guys and what they've done and y'all's leadership and the role of what y'all have done. So thank you, and I'm just proud to be a part of what we have here in this city. So I'm going to hand it over to you, Chief.
Well, I make this comment quite a bit about the fire service. The fire service is the ultimate team sport. We have to work as a team to accomplish all the things that we talked about here today. And that team doesn't just mean personnel in the fire service, but it means people who live in our community as well. Without somebody's quick action, recognition of this would be an emergency, making that call to 911, getting us there, directing us to where we need to be, we maybe don't make that difference that happened that night. So I, again, want to commend you very much for your work to do this. And we have something special for you as a token of our appreciation. This is an honorary helmet for you. Deputy Chief Smith was here that night at the fire, so he was directing operations. So there you go, young man.
As well, so he's getting ready to move in his home. We'll have something to hang in it. So congratulations, Chandler.
Don't you want to say a few words, Shannon? Okay. Better watch out, huh, Jack?
I've got a couple. Marshmallow and banana.
Okay. Oh. I think I tried that once. Where do I do my pen?
Here.
I'll lose my place if I don't keep a pen. So. All right, moving on to finished business. New business, miscellaneous. Selection of chairman pro tem.
Move to nominate Jeff Boyd as chairman pro tem.
Second.
Okay. No more nominations, or are there? Okay. We'll close the nominations. Is this a roll call or voice?
All right. Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Do I vote?
No.
Sure.
Mayor Kadish.
Thank y'all. Every one of y'all have served as a mayor pro tem in a very distinguished capacity, and I appreciate everybody. I'm glad to have Jeff on. That's right. So.
Ms. Annette, I just want to say thank you. You've done an incredible job.
Thank you.
And I will hold the baton well for you.
I will keep you on the straight and narrow.
All right. Establish a time and place of regular meetings.
Move to hold regular council meetings on the first and third Tuesday of every month at 5 p.m. in the council chambers.
Okay. Discussion? I don't know. Do we want to keep them in the community center, or we want to go back to the council chambers?
I'm ready to go back.
Anybody else?
Second. I'm ready to go
back. Y'all agree with that?
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Want me to amend my motion?
There's no. The motion was in the council chambers. There was.
That's right.
I was supposed to ask the question, so
yeah, that's
I was
fine.
Prompted by Renee.
I'll just change the postings to go back to the council chambers.
Yep.
And just a reminder, tomorrow's normal meeting was rescheduled for today, so no meeting tomorrow, but Okay. We'll go back.
So from here on out, we'll be back in council chambers. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to resolutions. Resolution rescinding the declaration of emergency for Hurricane Zeta.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution designated depositories and authorized signatures on bank depositories.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order. Thompson Consulting Services, additional debris monitoring, emergency management planning, disaster grant services, hurricane salad, $524,238.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes, discussion. Philip, thank you. Thank you for sending that email this afternoon and explaining where we're at and moving forward. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Any other thoughts or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a performance contract, Alabama Gulf Coast Convention, Visitors Bureau, purpose of hosting SEC Soccer Championship, Orange Beach Sportsplex.
Move to postpone consideration till the next meeting of November 17th,
2020. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order, Goodwin Mills, K-Wood, Design Services, Orange Beach Soccer Stadium, $169,250.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. Okay, this is moving SEC soccer to
need
the.
Need to take the vote.
Well, I was going to explain it. It's
discussion.
Oh, okay.
Discussion.
It's discussion.
My bad.
Johnny, you ready to vote on this one?
I'm ready to vote on it.
I am. You hungry?
This is important.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mayor.
Mayor, you want me
I don't know where.
You,
I was, so.
You want me to explain it?
What were you doing?
Yeah. We are moving SEC soccer to the southernmost smaller stadium. The big stadium will now become the high school football stadium.
Go make
so that's what we're doing. So, which it is a good thing.
We
so.
Have one football fan.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be nice. Go. Okay, now we vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have a public hearing. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Bluffs of Orange Beach PUD setback encroachments. So the way this works is, Riff, you've never had this big of audience, have you?
You want me to get that?
Yeah, you got to have a mic.
Do
here,
we
don't
need
you?
The microphone?
Is this?
But Griffin will give us a brief summarization of the appeal or the ask. Then we will allow council persons to quiz or ask questions. That time, we will open the floor up for any community comment, questions, close it, move back to council. So, Griffin, take it away.
Yeah, this is at the Bluffs of Orange Beach Plan Unit Development. This is pertaining to lots 4 through 10. This is a request for minor modification to the master plan for the following. Number one, to allow an additional encroachment of 2 feet into the 10-foot rear setback for a second floor rear deck or balcony, and to allow the rear swimming pools to be 1 foot, eight inches from the rear lot line, and also to allow the enclosed stairwell for lot 10 cottage to encroach 4 feet into the 10-foot front setback. If we can go to the next slide. The Bluffs PUD was approved in 2019. The beachside is a beachside residential subdivision containing 10 cottage lots and is located at 25768 Perdido Beach Boulevard. As you can see on the map, it's near the intersection of Perdido Beach Boulevard and Orange Beach Boulevard. If we go to the next slide, and we'll talk about the first request. The rear balcony is on the second floor, and this is the first habitable level. Again, this is for lots 4 through 10. They have a 10-foot rear setback. Zoning allows a 2-foot or 20% encroachment into the setback for open balconies or attached accessories. So in this case, compliance with zoning ordinance, it would be 8 feet from the rear lot line. They're requesting to go additional 2 feet for the open balcony, meaning that it would be 6 feet from the rear lot line instead of 8 feet from the rear lot line. And this waiver would allow the balcony depth to be 8 feet instead of the 6 feet. So they're requesting 2 additional feet. And if we go to the next slide, this is the floor plan. You can see the sort of the clouded area. That's where the additional 2 feet is being requested. And again, it's only for the second level. If we go to the next slide. A second request is for the swimming pool, and this is for lots 4 through 10. The swimming pool is considered as an accessory use, has a 5-foot setback from the rear and side lot lines. They're requesting to go 3 feet 4 inches into the 5-foot rear setback, and this waiver would allow the swimming pool to be 1 feet 8 inches from the rear lot line, as you can see on the diagram. Next slide. This is the third request, and this is for cottages on lot 10. The inward lots have a 10-foot front setback. You can see on the diagram the enclosed stair area is wanted. They're requesting for it to go 4 feet into that 10 feet, so it would be 6 feet from the front lot line. Next slide. And these are just aerial drone footages that Sean got of the site, just showing again where the lots are going to be located. And again, it's between the parking area and Perdido Beach Boulevard. If you have any questions, I can answer it. And we also have the project architect here as well.
Thank you, Griffin. If you notice, properties on the east and west side are high density properties, condominium properties. So if I'm not mistaken, Kit Griffin, this was a condo, although a low density condo prior to Ivan, is that right? Against the Wind, is that what?
I think they were townhouses.
I think it was townhouses.
Was it townhouse?
Yes.
What is it zoned?
It was BR2, but then it went to a plan unit development.
Okay, right, but I'm talking prior to that was BR2, is what I'm getting at.
BR, yes.
Which this is actually a reduction in density.
That's
right.
That's
what I'm saying. So that's one reason there's been so much quarter given with this project, because it could have been a lot more density and taller. So we do everything we can do. When a developer comes in and takes a property, downzones it to a degree, reduces density, we want to help them on the other side with what would make it a better project for them. So that's the reasoning behind how we deal with small setbacks or different setbacks from you would see in a normal residential zoning. There's a reason for that. So any questions for Griffin Council?
The only concern I have is if you put the pool on the west side, 1 foot 8 inches from the lot line, and they were to build a big condo, there probably should be something in the PUD that when they go driving pylons in the ground, if they ever do, for that, and it affects the pool, that they knew it by putting it that close to the lot line. It seems like I wouldn't want my pool that close if I knew they were going to be driving 90-foot concrete pylons into the ground. And it may have no effect whatsoever. I'm not an architect, but it just makes sense. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I think we have one here, don't we? Where's it? There he is.
Griffin, lots 1, 2, 3.
And I think
four.
That is
that's
a legitimate.
Front, right?
Yes, lots 1 through 3. Those are the beach front. Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's where originally Ascension and Grace were going to go.
That's correct.
So, okay.
Well, they're still approved.
Oh, yeah. Well,
there's still a possibility they can go back. So that was well over 300 total units. And how tall? 25, 26 stories.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Did you hear the concern Mr. Boyd had?
I did. I'm okay. Henry Norris, the architect. We're putting in a retaining wall at that location where the pool is. And on top of that, we're putting another fence. So as far as privacy goes, we're taking care of the issue from both directions. As far as a deep pile foundation in that particular area, I think an additional couple of feet, they're going to be set back maybe 20, 30 feet from the property line.
Right.
Anyway, so I don't think a few feet is really going to make a difference to the pool. But we'll make them advise that that's a possibility.
And the retaining walls are, it's not.
The retaining wall is
there.
Yeah, it'll take up some of that reverberation.
Okay.
Well, I think it's a legitimate concern because we've never had that issue before, but we do now.
Yeah.
So I think it has to be addressed if we can ahead of time in any way that makes sense. So.
I think it's smarter to address it than to become a civil matter in years if that does happen and kind of knowing you've moved it. I would just make note of it.
Right.
So.
This is an absolutely beautiful project. I am so happy to support this versus a high-rise condominium.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. We're real proud of it.
Yes.
Anyone else? Okay, if not, I'll close council portion and open to the floor to the public. Comments, questions, thoughts? Okay, we'll close the public hearing. Moving to ordinances. First reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Bluffs of Orange Beach, PUD, setback encroachments.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Abstain.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. All right, first reading, ordinance establishing rules of procedure for meeting of City Council, public hearings, committee of the whole, repealing ordinance number 2012-1158.
And normally this is done every 4 years at the term, but we just didn't do it last time, so it's just housekeeping. Same, no changes really to the rules.
Okay, entertain a motion for unanimous consent.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennedy.
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson.
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd.
Yes.
Mayor Kennedy.
Yes. First reading, ordinance reappointing Renee Everly as city clerk, City of Orange Beach.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
I miss.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
No. Just kidding.
It's too late.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Renee, for a great job. You do a wonderful job for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Renee.
Okay. Where are you at, Ford?
Where is it?
It's Bedford.
I didn't know who that was. Bedford. I like that. Okay, anyway. Y'all forgive me. Ordinance appointing Bedford Hadley, a city treasurer of the city of Orange Beach, better known to us as Ford.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes.
Thank you also, Ford.
Thank you, Ford.
Thank you, Ford.
Okay, we will adjourn this meeting and then immediately move in the committee hole and fly through that.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Committee of the Whole meeting is called to order Monday, November 2nd, 2020. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. Our work session, Flood Damage Prevention Board, Solid Waste Authority, regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole meeting, special called council meetings will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business, approval of the 2019 audited financials. If there's nothing, if there's no questions.
Okay. There's none yet.
We good.
We just got our books. Thank you for bringing them tonight.
Yes. And are we not going to go page by page through this before dinner?
Next meeting.
Okay. Before Thursday.
Before Thursday.
Yeah. Budget Bible.
All right.
Thank you, Ford.
Set a public hearing date to appeal the conditions of approval set by Planning Commission for the site plan review, Gulf Coast Rental Auxiliary Building. Suggested date 11-17-2020. That good with y'all?
Yes. Okay,
moving to resolutions. Okay, I'm just going to fly through them. Y'all stop me on anyone that you have a question, okay? So I think most of this is same old, same old. Resolution approving the fiscal year 2021 budget for the city of Orange Beach. Is there anything you need to tell us, Ford? Okay. Good answer.
Thank you, Ford.
Resolution extending the entertainment district at the Wharf. Resolution extending the entertainment district San Rock Key, Perdido Beach Resort. Resolution authorizing purchase of a portable generator, utilities department, $79,864.77. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Safe Span, Post Hurricane Sally, Engineering Bridge Inspection Services. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Burke Kleinpeter, Project Engineering Services. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Burke Kleinpeter, environmental study permitting of the Wolf Bay Bridge, $212,942.
That is the continuing the study. Finish the study.
Yeah, so that pretty much that is the end of the spending.
That's right.
To move forward with a possible permit.
Yep.
Thank you. After that is spent, it will it be a thumbs up or thumbs down one way or the other on the permit. So I'm assuming that is right. Is that not correct?
That's what we talked about.
Yes. Actually, there were two task orders, Kid Alexander Community Development. There were two task orders provided. One was to do the environmental studies if they do not require an environmental impact statement. If they do, then there will be another task order for roughly $150,000. But we just wanted to include this first task order and not have the other task order approved if we don't need to go ahead, because we're hoping for just an updated environmental assessment.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution authorizing execution, professional services agreement, Sawgas, Civil Engineering, Land Surveying Services. Resolution awarding the bid for athletic uniforms. Resolution awarding bid, Hurricane Sally, HVAC repairs, Orange Beach Event Center. Anybody any questions on any of those before we move to ordinances?
On the bid for the athletic uniforms, mm-hmm. That's for our...
This is the youth athletic.
Where's law? Go ahead.
City Youth Sports.
Okay. Yes, and it's our annual bid, so that covers soccer,
basketball,
volleyball, yeah. All that, yeah.
Thank you, Renee.
Very good.
Moving to ordinances, reschedule public hearing, coastal beach development PUD from November 17th to December 15th. Public hearing date, Harbor Club portion of Lot 2 rezoning, 12-1-2020. Public hearing date, the Ridge at Romar PUD, 12-1-2020. Public hearing, first reading. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Mariner Lakes PUD, 25-185 Windward Place, Lot 22, setback, November 17th, 2020. Y'all okay with those, guys?
Yep.
All right. Okay. We'll open the floor up. Anybody got any questions, thoughts?
Mike, are you getting up to go get your dessert first?
Yep.
Hey, I do have one. I think if I read properly, Chief Brown, is it your birthday? Well, I would just like to tell you happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday, Chief.
God, you look good at 27.
Mr. Jeb.
Happy birthday, Chief. Jeb Smith, 5504 East Perdido Avenue. Just wanted to say thank you to Tony and the council for always being there for, you know, whatever question I have or anything for the city. And just wanted to say, you know, on behalf of everybody, we appreciate everything you do and how you represent us. It's awesome.
Thank you.
And Ford and everybody else as well, Kim, Ms. Wanda, Renee.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
Y'all.
Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate it.
Mayor, I'd like to mention that last night the Island Church sponsored a prayer meeting at the Wharf to pray for our country and our elections, and it was just an amazing event. Councilman Jerry Johnson spoke at the event, had over 400 people showed up, and it was a really, really well put together event. So I just wanted to thank Pastor Fred and the Island Church for putting that on for us.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Chris, I talked to Pastor Fred, and the pastoral estimate was over 500. Yeah.
Always a little hungry. I also want to say thank you to those that put on the zombie prom the other night. That was a lot of work, and you put a lot into that, and we appreciate it.
Thank you for showing up and decorating.
I love decorating.
Anyone else? Anything else? Okay. You know, in the Hurricane Sally, or post-Hurricane Sally era, you know, a lot of people got accolades, and a lot of people was appreciated. One person we left out was Ken. I don't think we ever mentioned Ken Grimes. And I think we just sort of think of Ken as up here with us. But Ken was in the middle of it and, again, did a great job.
Amen.
City administrator did a great job. And appreciate it.
And he also suffered a lot at his own home personally.
He flooded out and did, but he did what he was supposed to do for both family and for our city. So, okay. Well, I guess it's time to eat. Here, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.